الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي Rabbi zidni ilman ajma'in inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nice to see you, brothers and sisters. We'll start from where we left yesterday, page number 84, brothers and sisters. It is the last paragraph in the lesson. Kharajna min mabnal mahadi. What is the meaning of mabna? Building. What is the meaning of building? Mabna means building. We came out from the building of the institution. Mabnal Mahadi. Mahadi means institution. Kanatis Saatu Saniyata Ashara Vanesfa. What will be the translation of this? The time was, 12:30. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So here is kana, and without anisi. So where is the isam kana? Sa'atu. Where is the khabar kana? Nisfar. Now, brothers and sisters, Athaniyata Ashrata. Okay, number 12. This is 12 o'clock. Okay. Now this is Mabni ala Fatah. Remember, 11 to 19. So you would not be able to figure out that this is really the Khabar of Kana. Because it is Mabni. Now we know it has to be the Khabar of Kana. But Sister Sukhaina, is there another clue where I can see that it is correct? Nisfa. You see, Nisfa is Mautufun ala? Is Mautufun ala Thaniyata. Are you with me? So that is a clue, you know, that this is the Khabar Kana. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Because Athaniyata Asharata is Mabni. It will be Mabni ala Fatah. So, you know, we have to figure out. But Nisfa, that is Mansub. It has to be Nisfa or Nisfu or Nisfi. So Nisfa is our sign that it is the Khabar Kana. And this Nisfa is Mautufun ala Thaniyata. Got the idea? Alhamdulillah. Just I want to point it out to you, brother, so that we can always be observant what's happening in the sentence. ראה בעדו זומלאי, ראה. The meaning of ראה is to see. But also, the meaning of ראה is to think. We are going to learn in detail later on that ראה has two meanings. ראה אל-בשריה and ראה אל-קלבי. See, when you think with your heart, when you see with your heart, it's thinking. So here, ראה will, they thought. Some of the, my colleagues thought, or they felt that they should visit the sick teacher, our sick teacher. So, Ra'a ba'du zumala'i. Where is the file for Ra'a? Ba'du. And then wahua mudaf and zumala'i. Mudaf ilayhi. Wahua mudaf. And ya mutakallim. Mudaf ilayhi. Got the idea? Inshallah. An-na'uda. An-na'uda. This is your mafulun bihi. In the form of al-mastar al-mu'awwal. Ada. What is the meaning of Ada? We have studied one meaning, and that meaning is Raja'a. That's the one meaning. But the meaning that is given in this sentence is, what is given? Zara, to visit. But only you use this ada to visit a sick person. Watch carefully, brothers and sisters. Zara. What is the master of zara? Ziyara. Ziyaratun. Ziyaratun. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So you visit a friend or relative. Okay. But what is the meaning of Aada? What is the master of Aada? Iyadatun. What is it, brothers and sisters? Iyadatun. Now what is the meaning of Iyadatun? To visit a sick person. Keep that in mind, brother. Aada will become Iyadatun. Zara will become Ziyaratun. Keep that in mind, brothers and sisters. So, رأى بعض الزملاء أن نعود مدرسنا المريض. Okay? أن نعود مدرسنا المريض. That we should visit our sick teacher. فَقُلْتُ لَهُمْ. What is the translation? So I said to them, قُلْتُ لَهُمْ. Tu is your file. لَيْسَ الْوَقْتُ مُنَاسِبًا. لَيْسَ الْوَقْتُ مُنَاسِبًا لِلْإِيَادَةِ. See? لِلْإِيَادَةِ. Got the idea? عَادَ إِيَادَةٌ. What is the translation, brothers and sisters? The time is not suitable for the visit. Got the idea? Laysa al-waqtu. Where is the ismu laysa? Al-waqtu. Where is the khabar laysa? Munasiban. Why munasiban? Because khabar laysa is always mansub. Laysa is the sister of Kana. So Kana and her sisters will have the same conditions. What are those conditions? The ism is marfu and the khabar is mansur. We must remember that. Sana'uduhu. What is the meaning of sana'uduhu? Aada ya'udu. Zara yazuru. Aada ya'udu. Zara yazuru. Both are bab nasara. And both are ajwaf al-wawi. Ajwaf Al-Wawi. Sana'udu ba'da salatil Asri inshallah. We will visit him after the Salat al-Asr. Qalu, what is the meaning of Qalu? They said, the friends, they said, what did they say? Rayu, Rayuka. What will be the translation? I'll translate in Urdu. Teri Rai, Vakai Rai Hai. What did I say? Teri Rai, Vakai Rai Hai. Means your opinion is a good opinion. It's a perfect opinion that we should not visit him now, but visit him after the Salat al-Asr. Are you with me, brother and sister? Ar-Ra'yu, your opinion. The opinion, Ra'yuka, is your opinion is good, brother and sister. Tamarinu, ajib anil as'ilatil atiyati. Lima lam yahduril mudarrisu. What is the translation? Why did not the teacher come? Oh. Are you with me, Bansis? Why didn't the teacher attend? Come or attend? Why the teacher didn't attend? You can say lam yahdur. You can say al-mudarrisu liannahu kana maridan. Kana maridan. Liannahu kana maridan. Remember, kana has come, so maridan. What will be the translation? Because he was sick. Okay? Kana maridan. Liannahu kana maridan. Man alladhi samaha littullabi bil insirafi. Translation, brother? Who's the one who permitted, allowed the students to leave, to go away? Who were muraqibu? He is the supervisor. Kam kanatis saatu indama kharaju min mabna al-mahdi. Translation, brother? What was the time when indama means when? Indama means when they came out from the building of the institution. What will be the answer, brother? Kanatis saatu athaniyata asharata. Indama kharaju min mabnal mahadi. You have to, brothers and sisters, read it a couple of times, think over it, and inshallah you will find that you are able to answer correctly. One has to read it a couple of times, inshallah. Al jumlatu imma ismiyatun. We did this yesterday, so I will go quickly over this. The sentence, either it is nominal or it is verbal. فَالْجُمْلَةُ الْإِسْمِيَةُ هِيَ الَّتِي صَدْرُهَا. What is the meaning of صَدْرُهَا? بِدَايَتُهَا. أَوَّلُهَا. Bidayatuha. Sadruha means awwaluha or bidayatuha. In the beginning. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? In the beginning of it, what is it? Ismun sarihun. What is the meaning of sarihun? Explicit. Clear. Straightforward. Direct. Noun. Ismun sarihun. Did you get the meaning of Sariho? Huh? In front of it, in the beginning of it, is straight, explicit, direct noun. Allahu Ghafurun. So what is Allahu? Noun. Hadihi madrasatun. What is hadihi? Pronoun. Which is also noun. Ana mujtahidun. What is ana? Noun. Okay? Fine? Number one. Number two, brothers and sisters. Mastar mu'awwal. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? وَانْتَصُومُ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. That you fast is best for you. So where is the مُبْتَدَى? أَنْتَصُومُ. So either it could be إِسْمٌ صَرِيحٌ or it could be مَسْتَرْ مُعَوَّلْ from the beginning. صَدْرُهَا أَوَّلُهَا or Bidayatuha. We will have ismun sarihun or master muawwal. Now, antasumu khairun lakum. So, antasumu, fa antasumu taqdiruhu. The estimation of it is, what is the estimation? Siyamukum. Now we change into proper master. Siyamukum. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Now, jim. Harfun mushabbahun bil fi'al. A particle which resembles a verb. And what are those, brothers and sisters? Particles. Inna wa akhwatuha. Inna allaha ghafurun rahim. Now, this will also be called jumla ismiya. This will also be called Jumla Ismiya. Al-Ahruful Mushabbahatu Bil-Fi'al Hiya Inna Wa Akhwatuha. The particles resembling the verb are Inna Wa Akhwatuha. Inshallah. We'll remember this. Now comes Al-Jumlatul Fi'aliyatu Hiya Lati Sadruha. Again, Awalluha. Bidayatuha. What is it? Fi'lun tamun. Complete verb. A complete verb will have fa'il. And if necessary, it will have maf'ulun bihi. Fine. Talatish shamsu. The sun arose. Or it will have fi'lun nakis. A fi'lun naqis will have ism, it will not have fa'il, and we will desperately need the khabar to complete the sense out of it. Are you with me? So naqis verb will have ism and khabar. And what is the best example of naqis verb? Kana wa akhwatu kana. Those are the naqis. This is a very beautiful revision for us. We have been practicing this since last, 3 months now. Now we have come to the stage, alhamdulillah, we can understand it, appreciate it, and furthermore, this is an excellent revision for us to strengthen our understanding, inshallah. Fi'lun naqis, nah, kana al-jawu baridan. If you say kana al-jawu, the weather was incomplete, brother. So we need the khabar, baridan, mansub. Fine, brother. Of all naqisatu, the incomplete verbs, they are here. Here means they. Or kana wa akhwatuha. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Alhamdulillah. Al jumlatul ismiyatu. What are they, brothers and sisters? Allahu ghafurun. So what is Allahu? Explicit noun. Clear cut noun. Coming in the beginning. Okay. Antasumu khairun lakum. What is antasumu? Al-mastar al-mu'awwal. And then, inna allaha ghafurun. So, inna harfun mushabbahun bil fi'al. See, now we are coming in advanced level. Before we didn't say these things. We will say, inna harfu taqid wa nasbin. So, before we had only simple explanation, inna wa akhwatu inna. Now we have a detailed explanation, and that is, inna wa akhwatuha are called al-ahruful mushabbahatu bil-fi'al. Particles resembling the verb. Why would you say that? The simple explanation is the verb has mafulun bihi. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So inna and akhwatu inna will also give nasab to the ism. When inna comes and her sisters will come, what will happen to mubtada? It will become ismu inna. And what will happen to ismu inna? It will become mansub. Oh, who did that? Inna. So it is working like a verb now, giving nasab to its ism. The way verb gives nasab to mafulun bihi. Okay, brothers and sisters. Al-jumlatul fi'aliyatu. Talatish shamsu. Yes, sister Maimuna. Kana jawu baridan. The ism kana. Kana jawu. Marfu, it is marfu. Is it, there is a dhamma there? Yes, there is dhamma. Kana al-jawu. No, if you say, no, change this into inna. First let us have a plain jumla ismiya. Al-jawu baridun. What will you say? Al-jawu baridun. Now put kana into it. No, kana into it. Kana al-jawu baridan. Now put inna into it. Inna al-jawwa baridun. All these things we have to keep it in. They are easy. They are very easy. Are you with me, brother and sister? I repeat one more time. Al-jawu baridun. The weather is cold. Now you use kana. Kana al-jawu baridan. What is the meaning? The weather was cold. Now you put inna. Inna al-jawwa baridun. Certainly the weather is, truly the weather is cold. This is how it works. Got the idea, Sister Maimuna? Inshallah. Istakhrij ma fi darsi min jumla al-ismiya. Wa ayyin nawwa sadri fi kulli wahidin minha. Now what is the meaning of this, brothers and sisters? You take out jumla ismiya from the main lesson and identify or specify the kind of beginning of every sentence. The kind of beginning. So what kind of a beginning you are looking at? Ismun sarihun. Master Mu'awwal or Inna wa Akhwatu Inna. All these things, sentences, you should take it out. Now this is a very beautiful exercise, brothers and sisters. Maybe during the weekend or even this evening you get a chance, do it quickly, inshallah. And if you cannot write it for some reason, you are pressed for time, then do it mentally. Figure out the jumla ismiya. Okay, what is in the beginning of it? Figure out. Is it ismun sarihun? Is it masdar muawwal? Or is it starting with inna? Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Very good. The next one. Istakhrij ma fi darsi جملة الفعلية وعيج نو وصدري في كل واحد منها. Okay. Now, what will you do? You'll take out جملة الفعلية and you will identify what is in the front. Is it فعلٌ تامٌ or is it فعلٌ ناقصٌ? That's all. Okay? Number three. This is very interesting exercise. It will test your skill now. Huh? How will? What is the meaning of how will? How will? Change. What is the verb? How will? You have will. Huh? How will? Al-masadir al-waridati. So all the masters which are mentioned, the masters which are coming, fil jumla al-atiyati in the following sentence, ila masadira muawwalatin. Ila masadira. Why masadira? Mamnu min sar. Ila masadira muawwalatin. What will you say, brothers and sisters? Ila masadira muawwalatin. Are you with me? See, I'm writing here ila. What is ila? Harf jar. So the noun should be majrur. So I say masadira. Why masadira? Diptote. And then muawwalatin. Why muawwalatin? Tin kulu jama muannas. This is coming as a naat for masadira. Got the idea? Inshallah. Small, small things, but we got to understand it, inshallah. If you do not have the proper vowel signs, put it, brothers and sisters. Now we change the master into master amuawwal. Bakauka. First, let us find out the meaning of bakauka. What is the meaning of bakauka? Staying. You're staying. What is it? Bakauka huna. You're staying here. Fil utrati. In the vacation. Ahsanu laka. Better for you. Now change bakauka. MashaAllah. And tabka. That's all, MashaAllah. Very good, brother. So you got it, huh? And tabka. Now, brother and sister, you got to also tell me what is tabka? What is madi? What is madi of tabka? Bakiya. Remember, bakiya. Bakiya yabka. Are you with me? Bakiya yabka. Like nasiya yansa. Khashiya yaksha. Remember. Good exercise to go back and figure them out, inshallah. And tabka huna filutlati ahsanulaka. That's, if you have this answer, it is 100% correct. Sakanuna. So what is sakanuna? Our living fil mahajai. Yeah. Our living fil mahajai means our living in the dormitory of the university. Afdalulana. It's better for us. Okay. So sakanuna. So sakanun comes from sakana yas kunu. So how will you change it? An naskuna. What will be? An naskuna. An naskuna fil mahjai afdal afdalulana. Our living in the dormitory is better for us. Number third, brother. Kala mudarrisul khatti. Translation, brother. The teacher of handwriting said, Kitabukum. What is the Kitabukum? Your writing. Kitabukum, your writing. Okay? Nisfa safatin. Half a page. Bikhattin jamilin. With a beautiful handwriting. Ahabbu, this is ism tafdil. Is more dear to me. It's more dear to me. Min kitabatikum safahatin bikhattin radiin. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? What will be the translation? Your half page of writing with beautiful handwriting is more dear to me than your writing of pages and pages with terrible handwriting. Now, brothers and sisters, kitabatukum. Kitabatukum. Kitabatukum, how will you translate? An taktubu, because it is kum. So it has to be taktubuna. Are you with me? And then you will drop the noon, inshallah. Okay? An taktubu, like this. An taktubu. Nisfa safhatin. Nothing will change. Okay? And then, min. What will happen to min? Min will remain min. And after min, what will you write? Same thing again. Antaktubu. So now, antaktubu, which is mastar muawwal, coming after min, we will say fi mahalli jar. Fi mahalli jarrin. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Sister Madina? Min has come, so mastar muawwal becomes ism majroor. Inshallah, you'll remember. Here's a beautiful verse from the Quran, brother. Very beautiful verse. Ma takdirul mastaril muawwali fi kawlihi ta'ala. Ma takdirul mastaril muawwali fi kawlihi ta'ala fi surat al-Baqarah. Wa an ta'afu akrabu lit taqwa. See, wa an, waw is harfu atfin. An ta'afu, this is your master muawwal. Coming as a mubtada. So, again, Dr. Sahib has given us the verb afa yafu. This is naqis al-wawi. And what is the master? Afwan. So, how will we change this? See, watch this. Ta'afu. Ta'afu. What is this wow doing here? It's the fine. It means antum. What is the meaning of it? Antum. Wow says antum. Okay? That you pardon someone or forgive someone, okay? It is closer to piety. It is closer to taqwa. It is closer to piety that you forgive someone. So, brothers and sisters, what will you say? Afwukum. What will you say? Afwukum. Afwun is your master. So you will say Afwukum. Afwukum. Okay? And then akrabu lit taqwa. Are you with me? Akrabu lit taqwa. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? You want me to write down? I'll complete the sentence. Okay. What kind of a sentence is this? Jumla ismiya. Jumla ismiya. Where is the mubtada bada Muhammad? Afhu. Wa huwa mudaf. And kum mudaf ilayhi. And where is the khabar? Akrabu. The closest to taqwa. Akrabu is ism tafdil. Why there is no tanween there? Because it is diptote. It is diptote. So akrabu is your khabar. And it is mufrad. It is one word. And it is marfu. Li taqwa jar majrur. Got the idea? Your forgiving is closest to, is nearer to taqwa. Next one, brothers and sisters. Now, some of these things I would like you to do it at home. And they are very easy. Make an effort, brother. You can do it. And when you are trying to solve these exercise, keep that in mind. Make your sentences simple. Do not try to make complicated sentence because it will take your time away and maybe you will get confused, you know. Make simple sentence, you know. Life is already very complicated. Why to make it more complicated? Okay. Here is Hati, give salasata amsilatin lil jumlatil ismiya. صدروها أعرف مشبهات بالفعل. Now, what is the meaning of this, brothers and sisters? Give examples of three sentences, jumla ismiya, beginning of which is inna or akhwatu inna. What will you say, brothers and sisters? Inna Allah ghafurun. Rahimun, that's one. What will be the next sentence you can figure out? You can say, Innal mudarrisa maridun. The teacher is, yeah, anything you want to say. Innal jawwa baridun. But then you are only using inna. Use different one. Use different one, you know. Azunnu. What did I say? Azunnu. Annal mudarrisa maridun. That will be better. I think the teacher is sick. Like that. Make three sentences, brother. La'alla you can say. You can use the la'alla. What will you say? Yes. La'alla l'imtihana sahlun. La'alla al-imtihana sahlun. I hope the exam is easy. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So you will be able to do it, inshallah. Number six. Hati salasata amsilatin li jumlatil fi'aliyah. Sadruha afalul tamatun. Complete words. Beginning of which is complete word. Now this is very easy. Okay. Dakhala al-mudarrisu al-fasla. The teacher entered the class. Akaltu biryani. Wa wajadtuhu lazizan. Are you with me? Make any sentence, brother. Are you with me? Shariptu shaya biduni halib. I drank the tea without milk. Any three sentence you can make. Astaikidhu. I wake up. Kulla sabahin. Wa kulla yawmin mubakkiran. I wake up every morning early. Anything you want to, you know. Astahimmu. Kulla sabahin. I take shower every morning. So these are all verbs which are complete. Huh? Now the next one is three verbs which are naqis. Huh? And you will give the example of kana or laisa, inshallah. Huh? Kana Muhammadun Maridan. Kana Muhammadun Maridan. Muhammad was sick. Huh? Now when you say Kana Allahu Ghafuran Rahiman, remember when you use Kana with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is point to be taken into consideration. When you use Kana with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it means it was, it is, and he will be. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Kana is applicable to all times. When you say Kana Allahu Ghafuran Rahim, when he was, no, he was, he is, and he will be most merciful and compassionate. Yeah? Are you with me? So when you use Kana with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it refers to all the times. Okay, brothers and sisters. Now, we did this yesterday. Tafika yaf'alu kada, ja'ala yaf'alu kada, akhada yaf'alu kada, ay sharaha bi fi'alihi. It means, you know, he began to do something. He started to do something. As I said yesterday, brothers and sisters, these are also called af'al al-shuru, verbs of initiative. And here Dr. Saab gives us further explanation. هَذِهِ الْأَفْعَالُ الْصَلَاسَةُ تَعْمَلُ أَمَلَ كَانَ. They do the job of كَانَ. But what is that but, brothers and sisters? خَبَرَهَا يَجِبُ أَنْ يَكُونَ جُمْلَةً فِعْلِيَةً. That is the condition. The khabar should be jumla fi'liya and fi'luha mudariya. That is the condition when you will use these verbs. أَدْخِلْ كُلَّ فِعْلٍ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَفْعَالِ في جملة مفيدة. Use these verbs which are given in a useful sentences. What will you say, brothers and sisters? Tafika talibu yaktubu darsa. What will be the meaning of this sentence? Tafika talibu yaktubu ad-darsa. The student began to write his lesson. So, tafika, a talibu, what is talibu? Ismu tafika. And where is the khabar tafika? Yaktubu jumla failia, fail mudariya. Next one, brother and sister, we can say, Ja'ala Muhammadun, are you listening? Ja'ala Muhammadun yakra al-Qur'ana. Muhammad began to recite the Qur'an. Got the idea? Shall I write down? Maybe you will inshallah understand. Ja'ala Muhammadun yakra'u Qur'ana. Got the idea? Fine, brother and sister. أخذ محمد يأكل برياني. The word biryani brings smiles to everybody's face. So translate, brother. Muhammad began to eat biryani. So, akhara Muhammadun yakulu biryani. Muhammad began to eat the biryani. Got the idea? In all these three cases, the translation is same. He began, and then the khabar will be jumla, failia, and the fail will be failu madariya. Inshallah. You will understand this, brothers and sisters? You will revise it at home, and inshallah, your understanding will be like rock of Gibraltar. Very strong, inshallah. What is Gibraltar? Jabal Tariq. What is it? Jabal Tariq. Okay. Jabal Tariq, Mudaf Mudafili, rock of Gibraltar.